ஸ்டாக் டிஸ்ட்ரிக் டெரிங் ஆன் டொனால்ட் ஓவன் OWEN டொனால்ட் DONARD டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் 1/21/51 டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் 7/2/24 ப்ளீஸ் மேக் காப்பி ஃபார் ஜெஸ்ஸி காசிமீரோ CASIMIRO ஜெஸ்ஸி JESSY ஜெஸ்ஸி காசிமீரோ MD நெக்ஸ்ட் பேராஃப் Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is fistful illness. This is a 73-year-old male with a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea of moderate degree. Had a sleep study done in done on 7/28/22 and was described to have moderate OSA with an AHI of 17.5 events per hour. The patient has prescribed AutoPAP device and he has been compliant with the CPAP every night and has had no significant snoring or apneic events since the use of the CPAP mask period. The patient has no evidence of restless legs or cataplexy and has had no memory problems but does have a history for atrial fibrillation with a controlled rate. he has gained some weight but exercises regularly. And denies any daytime sleepiness. Next paragraph, test history has included history for coronary artery disease with coronary artery bypass grafting in January of 2015. Also has a history of nasal allergies and history for atrial fibrillation and hypolipidemia. He has had skin cancers removed and denies any history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next line, habits the patient. Has a history for smoking. Two to three packs per day for 10 years and then quit more than 30 years ago. Alcohol use moderate. The patient is presently retired. Lives with his wife. Next paragraph. Family history. Parents died at an elderly age and mother had a history of ovarian cancer. Father died of heart disease. Next, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. He has no double vision or cataracts or glaucoma. Then I have sore throat, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. It also has a history of Tourette's syndrome. He has no nausea, vomiting, GI reflux, or diarrhea. Then he has chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. Then he has shortness of breath, but has an occasional cough with wheezing. The patient has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And then he has headache, seizures, or numbness of the extremities. And no skin rash. Next, medalist included Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, Ezetimibe 10 milligrams daily, Crestor 10 milligrams, such as Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, and Sildenafil 100 milligrams as needed. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallidus, cyanosis, or clubbing, or peripheral edema. His blood pressure is 138/70, pulse 68, respirations 20, temps 97.2, weight is 205, saturation 96. HEND non-spheric, pupils are reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are essentially clear. Heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur. Abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number one. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is atrial fibrillation. Number three, history of hyperlipidemia. Number four is hypersomnia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the AutoPAP nightly with the full face mask and heated humidification. The patient has been advised to get a low-dose CT chest due to prior history of smoking for 5 years. He also was advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and continue with this exercise program and weight loss. He will get new CPAP supplies and new interface of choice with heated hose, and a follow-up visit we arranged here in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Jesse Casimiro, CASIMIRO, MD.